growth goals, from accounting and tax to personalised business advice. Join me on In Business this Thursday at 6 p.m. for trusted advice on moving your business forward.
Zinedine, accountants, auditors, advisors.
A wide range of topics, an even wider range of views. Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Welcome back to the programme. Thank you for staying with us, and do stay with us until the end of the show. We have some really interesting guests for you to meet over the next hour. Now, if you have nothing to do this weekend, no particular plans, then you might be interested in heading to Knocknagoshal, where they are celebrating their second annual Body and Mind Philosophy Festival. And I'm delighted to welcome to the programme to chat more about this. Here in studio with me is Kieran Cotter, and we're also joined on the phone by Kevin Power, who is one of the people taking part in the festival. And you're both very welcome. How are you, Kevin? Can you hear us loud and clear?
We can, Geraldine. Thanks very much. We're all well here in Castle Gregory.
Oh, great stuff. You're in Castle Gregory. Kieran, you're very welcome as well.
Thank you, Geraldine.
Now, I remember speaking to you last year, and at the time, I remember thinking it's so unusual for a number of reasons. A philosophy festival is unusual in itself. And even to have it in January, because January, everybody kind of hibernates. So obviously last year's was a success, Kieran.
Yeah, definitely. It was the first year of this new festival, and we had great crowd there. Famously, as my father said, there's a pile of strangers here, so we definitely brought in new people to the areas, which was a win.
Yeah, and what was the thinking behind it? Why a philosophy festival?
Well, why not? I mean, the idea itself came out of a series of community planning meetings that we had in Knocknagoshal, where we, you know, came together as a community and developed a plan to future-proof Knocknagoshal. And part of that was that people in the community agreed that we wanted more events and festivals.
Mm-hmm. And why January?
Why January? It's a quiet month. It can be a dark month. The January blues, you know, it's a time of reflection and slowing down. Time for indoor activities as well. This is what calling the John Moriarty people from my van, take over that day. You know, the wonderful Mary McGillicuddy. We have music, you know, looking into the beginning of the Moriarty journey, conversations, and, you know, little dedications to John Moriarty. So Kevin will be a bit more of an expert on him than myself.
Okay, well, we'll bring Kevin in. That's as good a time as any to bring Kevin in. Kevin, John Moriarty was a legend, and we misuse that word all the time, but what can you tell us about him? How would you sum him up, if that's possible?
It's not possible, but I'll tell you one thing just from in general and from an Irish perspective. He has a phrase that he uses at the start of his book, Dreamtime, and it's the phrase is, you should change your state of mind, not the sky. I think that's a lot of what he was talking about, is the idea that, you know, we're kind of focused on material solutions to things sometimes, and we're not thinking about the mindset that we're bringing to things, which is more important. But from an Irish perspective, he's just an absolutely fascinating character. He really is underappreciated as an Irish thinker, I think. He just has such a unique way of bringing philosophy to life through stories, and that's a lot of what we'll be talking about on Sunday, is that, you know, if you study philosophy, in Ireland, you're going to be studying a lot of European and American philosophers and stuff, but he really brings it home, the kind of wisdom that we have in Ireland, and I think particularly in rural Ireland, it's storytelling and it's mythology and it's culture. So that's the kind of thing we'll be focusing on, and making people realise the kind of insights we have on our own doorstep, you know.
And just in terms of how did he come into your life, or how did you hear about him originally?
Well, one of the things we'll be talking about on Sunday, myself and Mary McGillicuddy and Conor Farnan for the Moriarty session, is this notion of adventure, and how his life was he's kind of like a Taoist, you know, he kind of goes, he's like a river, he just kind of went with the flow and things happened. And that's the same thing happened to me. I was on a pub crawl in Dingle for a birthday party, and someone mentioned him to me. I looked him up the next day and I was instantly converted, and I had studied philosophy in UCC for the best part of 11 years and had never come across him, and I was kind of scandalised that an Irish universities in general just don't have much on him, so I've been kind of intensely researching him since then. So that's 2019. And luckily enough to get in with the guys at the festival and kind of spread the word more and do talks and workshops about him as well and just bring more awareness of him.
And like, so when you kind of looked him up, we'll say, was it books of his that you found online or where did that search take you?
Yeah, so his books are kind of understandably very difficult to read for some people. And Mary McGillicuddy's book called Not the Whole Story is absolutely fantastic. I always recommend people to use that as a starting point. But another thing about Irish people, and like you're talking about, you know, Jesse Buckley there earlier on, and like we've just such a rich like arts and literary tradition in this country. And I think sometimes we almost kind of underappreciate that. He's an amazing storyteller. So if you never wanted to read his book, you can find audio through his publisher, Lily Gutton. There's lots of stuff up online as well. And so it's an Irish thing in general, and he does it very skillfully. That like this finding kind of insights and wisdom about life just through very like simple storytelling, and you could kind of just sit back and listen to him. And he's got a very soothing voice, and he's one of those people as well as often happens with teachers. He'll tell you something, and you won't realise it until a little bit later that he's imparted a great kind of lesson or a bit of an insight to you. So I think as a storyteller to listen to or to read, he's very rich and rewarding.
So on Sunday, you'll be one of the people involved in the panel discussion. And is that open to everybody if anyone wants to come along?
It is, as far as I understand, yeah.
Very good. And coming back to yourself, Kieran, you mentioned there about, you know, the whole idea, the thinking behind the festival was to sort of breathe new life into Knocknagoshal and that. I mean, you're a young person living there. What's life like in Knocknagoshal for somebody of your generation?
That's an interesting question, Deirdre.
Is that a philosophical question?
It can be, of course. Look, even I'm speaking on a session there at 2 o'clock on a Saturday, which is called Healing Communities Through Environmental Action. And, you know, a thread through each of the speakers is, you know, adaptation, you know, communities adapting. Like we've Martha Farrell there from the Maharees, Ray O'Folu from West Clare. And we're talking about adapting the environment and our communities, the future challenges. We think rural Ireland can be very vibrant, and you know, you really got to grab it by the horns. And if you want something to happen, you do it yourself, just like this festival, you know. And we're going to be talking about, you know, biodiversity and nature and climate, thinking globally, but acting locally is really where you can take action. And I get great benefit out of that.
And lest people believe wrongly that it's all sort of talks and lectures and that type of thing, but you've great variety on the programme, because you have things like body movement and laughter yoga, which I think sounds very interesting.
Exactly. So look, it is a 2-day festival. It includes philosophy, but also movement. You know, you mentioned the laughter yoga, panel discussions. It's with locals and academics. And generally, we're exploring how philosophical thinking can be used in everyday life. And, you know, philosophy, essentially, I think, is just making sense of things. And everyone can access that. You don't need a degree or to have studied philosophy to come here. It's not going to be very pretentious. Local people, interesting discussions. And we're going to continue discussion in the local pubs in the evening.
Why not? In typical Irish fashion. And Kevin, just to come back to you, Kieran kind of touched on it there, but I guess a lot of people listening will say, Asher, philosophy, what's that? That's highfalutin stuff. I never went to college. I don't know what that's all about. What would you say to that kind of an attitude?
Well, I think Kieran's spot on there. He says philosophy is a making sense of things. I always say to students, it's a different subject to others, because it's almost not a subject. It's kind of just a way of being. If you've ever thought about something deeply or reflected on something, you've done philosophy. So in that way, everyone is, you know, and that's, as well as I think Kieran's kind of laid it out there, why a festival like this is so important, is it's kind of making, I think sometimes we need to bring it out of ourselves a little bit. And it's absolutely like some of the conversations we had at the festival last year, just in, you know, in the pub afterwards or bumping into people on the street. I think sometimes a lot of people are hiding kind of like deep thoughts, and they're almost scared to talk it out. And then you know, you meet the right person or you meet attend the right event where you're given the opportunity to express things like that, and suddenly you're making great connections, and it can be very kind of therapeutic and healing and all that. So I think, you know, if people have a kind of healthy curiosity about things, that's half the battle, and events like this really help to bring that out of people.
So you're saying philosophy is accessible to all?
Do you know what? It's not just accessible to all. It's in everybody. I really believe that, and it's just given people the opportunity to express it. You know, and especially in a community setting and in a collective setting like a festival, I've really seen that happen.
Just to come back to John Moriarty before we finish up, Kevin, if anybody wants to sort of introduce themselves to him and his work and his extraordinary life, is there any one particular book that would be a good place to start that you'd recommend?
So the one that I always recommend to people, it's tricky to find, but I believe it's being reprinted at the moment. It's called Crossing the Kedron, and it's part of a trilogy called Turtle Was Gone a Long Time. And the last half of the book, he has a section called The Six Stories, and there's six stories in rural Ireland, and they're absolutely beautiful. Like, they're reflections on life that are learned through really simple rural experiences. Like, one of them is thinking about life by seeing a calf being born. I know there is this amazing story about walking home with his friend Martin O'Halloran in Connemara, and on the face of it, it's just two men walking home, but it's all the telling of the story is about, like, the local people and the local landscape and just how rooted people are in the landscape and how it kind of holds stories and it holds memories and rituals and things like that. So Crossing the Kedron would be the one I'd recommend. And just out of curiosity, when you were talking there, I was thinking about a book by a friend of Moriarty's called Pat O'Hearn in Tralee, Forging the Dance, that he brought out a couple of years ago. Brought a book out in his 90s, and he has a section in it about when he was serving in the parish in Knocknagoshal. And he talks about bringing the theatre to Knocknagoshal and feeling that there was this big surge of enthusiasm in the local community. I think that was in the 1980s. And I shared that with the lads at the festival last year. And I think it's nice and circular that's coming back again. You know, I'm not from Knocknagoshal, but I just really felt an amazing energy with what Kieran and the lads were doing. So it's all very... it's all very tied into the local area, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's for great optimism, yeah.
And finally, Kieran, it's happening, just to sum up, it's happening this weekend over Saturday and Sunday, is it?
Yep, so the Body and Mind Philosophy Festival is in Knocknagoshal Community Centre this Saturday and Sunday. It's kicking off at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And yeah, come along and see what's happening.
Yeah, and Kerry County Council. County Council has been a huge help to you in funding and
definitely, Kerry County Council, Fall to Ireland, you know, Discover Kerry. They've all come
on board.
Really good to us, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'd say a lot of hard work went into the organising of it as well. Kieran, so well done to you. And Kevin, I'm sure you'll get a huge crowd and a lot of curiosity about John Moriarty as well. So thank you for joining us on the phone. Kieran, thank you for coming into the studio. Best of luck with the festival this weekend, guys. I'm sure it'll be another huge success. We'll take a break, folks.